Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Any municipal official or small business owner will tell you that having an attraction, such as a good museum, can make a significant impact on their local economy, which is probably why our next guest's institution has been successful in raising money for renovations, some of which have recently been completed. Nicole Miles is Executive Director of the Children's Museum of the Lowcountry, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Now, for those not familiar with your museum, give us a brief history and overview.
Absolutely. Well, we are a 15-year-old institution right in the heart of downtown Charleston, but we reside in a building that was actually built in 1859 as a train storage shed. Since we opened in 2003, we have served over 1.8 million children, their families, and educators, harnessing the power of play to unlock children's potential.
What will someone see when they go in?
When you walk through our doors, you're going to see things like a castle that the children can climb through, an art room where they can experience sensory materials or create their own painting. We have a very popular water area, some engineering with Legos, and our ever-popular and probably the most favorite exhibit in the space is our Publix Market grocery store, where children can reenact their shopping experiences and check out food using the real functional cash registers.
Well, tell us what has been happening with renovations.
So I mentioned our building is a historic train shed. It was built in 1859 in downtown Charleston. So recently, we were able to self-invest, do some deferred maintenance renovations, which meant that we got new ceilings, which, believe it or not, our museum has never had, walls, bathrooms, new air conditioning, but it also, very importantly, lays the foundation for the next phase of what we're going to be doing with renovations, which is all new exhibit experiences.
Well, talk about the fundraising part of all of this. I'm assuming that you are working with the business community.
We are certainly working with the business community. A lot of people don't necessarily realize all of the intentionality that goes into the designs and experiences that happen inside children's museums and how they are related to things like early school success and workforce development. So we've been sharing with the business community our ideas and our new exhibit designs for things like an early childhood makerspace, as well as some unique engineering outcomes and experiences, some arts experiences, and sharing those new designs with our business community so that they can get behind us and support us. As a nonprofit institution, we would not be able to move forward without those kinds of partnerships.
Now, do the children's museums across our state, do you all work together? I know we've got Adventure here in Columbia.
And there are 5 children's museums. There may be 6 now as new ones are popping up across the state, which is really wonderful. We are not one unit. We are all unique and individual private nonprofit institutions. But what is really wonderful about the children's museum community, not just within the state of South Carolina, but nationwide, is that we're very much a sharing community. So one person's success tends to get shared with others, and we can really build off of each other's ideas and successes. We are positioned in the community to be servers, to take care of children and their families, and give them the best start in life, and therefore there's not a lot of competition among us.
Nicole, has your museum had a chance to do any economic impact studies on your area?
We have, Mike. There is a device online, a tool by the U.S. Alliance for the Arts called the Data Arts Calculator. And using the Data Arts Calculator, we are able to determine that we generate more than $5.5 million locally in economic impact every year based on the admissions that we have. But we expect those admissions to increase when we renovate. And I do want to make sure that I mention that one of the things that our museum is doing with those increased admissions is making sure that everyone can access our museum. That means that we are participants in the Museums for All National Initiative, which allows families receiving SNAP benefits to visit CML for only $1 for the entire family.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thank you so much for having me on.
Nicole Miles is Executive Director of the Children's Museum of the Low Country. She joined us by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the museum posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.